Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
For breakfast, me, Richard Lee, Patrick Christie's here with you until 10 a.m. We're going to talk about their golf. Of course, a massive win, a great win, an exciting win for Europe in the Solheim Cup. Delighted to say we've got Jeremy Dale, our Love Sport golf expert, on the line. Morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Rich. Morning, Patrick.
Morning.
It was quite a nail-biting finale.
Quite. It was amazing. I mean, it was as good as any Ryder Cup. It was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, a great advert for the game, for ladies golf, for all of that, and just a reminder of how exciting team golf is. It's a non-Ryder Cup year, of course, and this was just a great way to inject some life into September after the excitement of the major season for the men and ladies that's gone before.
Yeah, so Europe ran out 14.5 to USA's 13.5 winners. Fantastic stuff, that really. And it went down to Suzanne Pettersson with a 6-foot putt to win it. She's now retired. Actually, they're calling her Superwoman. Jeremy, why are we calling Suzanne Superwoman?
Well, she's quite right. She had the putt that, you know, every professional golfer dreams of on the 18th green. This for the whole shooting match for the team, and the team mobbed her at the end, World Series baseball style. It was really great. But she was an interesting pick. Katrina Matthew was very canny. Scottish team captain and from down the road at North Berwick, and obviously the event was played at Gleneagles. And Suzanne had a baby and had a wrist injury before that and hadn't really played much for 2 years and had only played 3 tournaments this year. And Katrina, obviously they know each other really well, and she actually went and watched her play in one of the events and was so impressed with how she was playing, even though she's not played that much competitive golf. She picked her as one of the captain's picks. I mean, it works very similar to the European team. The eight qualify, and then the captain chooses 4. The Americans actually only have 2 picks, so Julie Inkster only had a chance to influence the team in 2 ways. But Katrina Matthew at the time went out on a bit of a limb to get Suzanne Pettersson in, and she's got a history of this. She's a great Solheim Cup player, really feisty, really one of those people that gets the job done right at the death. And there were a few of the Europeans that didn't actually do that. There was a bit of toing and froing with the short game on the 18th green. But Suzanne Pettersson was at the end, you know, picked as the last player and hasn't played much golf, and they trusted her with that final spot. And she delivered and made the captain look good, made herself look good, and then decided that that's it for me. I'm going to retire and go and go back to Norway, look after my son, have a family and live a normal life. And what a great story that is.
Yeah, what a way to go out. I mean, will this go down in history as the best of all time, Solheim Cup?
Well, they've been quite close ones, actually. And it was initiated in 1990. And you might be surprised. I mean, the Ryder Cup for years was just a one-sided contest, and the USA would always win. But the totals are USA 10, Europe 6, which means it's a much, much closer contest than people might imagine. And Europe have got a habit of winning. And there was a great one at Killeen Castle in 2011, where they won 15-13, and they never looked like winning. So they came from behind on the last day. So what was special about this one was that you looked at the board all through the afternoon and you thought, I don't see where those 6.5 points are coming from, because they were 8-8 after the first day, after the second day, beg your pardon. So Europe had a narrow lead. The Americans came back. It was all tied up. It was all on the singles. And with those last 3 games, Europe had to win all of them. And Marina Alex had a putt. She was in the third last game. She had a putt to win the Solheim Cup. That lipped out. On the very next hole, she was playing against... who was she playing against? You got me now.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
No, it really does. Bronte Law. No, this is the thing. She was playing against Bronte Law, and Bronte Law was in a bunker on the very next hole, left it in there. And then she got it out to about 20 feet, and her opponent made a bogey. So Bronte Law has this putt for a half, and to keep the match at all square. She has a putt for a half, holds it, having been in the bunker and had a couple of shots, birdies the next two holes and wins her match, just as his own Pedersen is coming up the last. It all flipped right at the end. It was just an astonishing win, with the last three matches having to be won. There was no room for error, and they all came good, which made it a great finish. In a week which, to be honest, the headlines had been about the slow play. It took 6 hours to play. The weather wasn't very good. The whole thing, you know, if you read the comments on social media about people who were attending it, they were going, crikey, this is a bit turgid. Some of the golf wasn't that great, you know, the wind wouldn't and the weather weren't helping, but it rescued itself with a fantastic last day. So yes, one of the great Solheim Cups, absolutely.
Just on that, I don't want to suck the life out of this, but I mean, the BBC headline at the moment, for example, is you know, don't let this fantastic win paper over the cracks of slow play. I mean, A, yes, let it, because it was a fantastic win, but B, look, are we going to solve this slow play issue? How bad was it?
Oh, it's really bad.
No.
It is really bad. And it's not, I mean, let's be quite clear. This is not just a ladies' golf problem.
Yeah.
The men, actually, the focus has been on slow play, hasn't been much more on the men. In particular, Bryson DeChambeau and JB Holmes. And they just take too long. And the authorities have the wherewithal to penalise them in terms of shots, put them on the clock more often and more quickly. And the European Tour have announced a package of measures that they're going to try out. The US Tour haven't done that. They've announced an inquiry into an inquiry or something like that. So they've been much slower to stamp it out. And yet I think things are going to turn full circle. It's going to become a big enough issue. And it's the audience that's driving it, actually. It's the social media, it's the journalists. It's the pressure on the tour is going to force their hand and make them do something. It's very simple, though. I mean, if you're playing and your opponent is busy with their shot, do your research on your shot, get your yardage, look at the wind, have a look at the light, decide what you're going to do. And then as soon as your opponent has finished playing, you're ready to go. The time-consuming bit is the umming and ahhing, making a decision, not the actual standing over the ball. And that's what they seem to be getting wrong. And not only is it better to watch, and they are in a sense dragging their sport down, but they play better as well. I mean, there was one moment when Lexi Thompson was put on the clock and suddenly speeded up and started making a load of birdies. So it doesn't improve the golf, it doesn't improve your spectating, and it's not going to help. It's not going to help draw people to the game.
Great stuff, Jeremy. As always, thank you.
Oh, pleasure.
Great stuff there, Jeremy Dale, Love Sport golf expert, giving us his thoughts on the Solheim Cup.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.